ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Sabina Arsaw is leading the pro-independence campaign in Chuuk. He's also Chuuk State's Attorney General, and I spoke with him earlier.
We want, or at least those who believe in the Chuuk independence, we want an independent Chuuk with our cultural identity, national identity and sovereignty. So regardless of what changes would be in the FSM constitution regarding division of financial resources, that's just 50% of that. Chuuk wants sovereignty. We're losing our national cultural identity as Chuukis because of the comeback of free association with the U.S. and because of the FSM Federation that we're made part of without being ourselves.
Okay, so you're saying you do still want to push for independence, but I understand there are certainly many unanswered questions about how that would be financially, economically viable. Where would you get that financing? Because you so heavily rely on the United States now, and it has really clearly, via its US ambassador, delivered a message to you to say that if you go independent, you will not get the support of the United States. There's been speculation that you might seek more assistance.
That's what the American ambassador said, right? That's what he claimed in opposition to the Chuuk independence movement. But I don't think he speaks for America's perpetuity. There could be changes in the geopolitical picture in the Western Pacific that the Americans would want to continue maintain relationship with the FSM or Chuuk people and vice versa.
You say that the U.S. ambassador may not represent the larger view of the U.S. government, but he was very clear, and it was clear that it seems he was sent by the government to deliver that stern warning to people supporting independence. Many people speculate that it could be as well that the U.S. is concerned that if you walk away, become independent, might seek the support of China. And of course, there are competition for influence within the wider Pacific region and concerns about...
If we have to go to China, it's because of the US-owned policy, right? Because we thought we could be independent from TFSN with continued relationship with the US. But if the ambassador says no, that's his own decision. And so what's next for us then? We have to find substitutes for that kind of a relationship, right?
Who else might be a possible development partner? I've been told by a former president of the Federated States of Micronesia, John Hagelgum, who's alleged that perhaps Taiwan could be supporting your independence campaign. His suggestion is that if Chuuk was to become independent, that Taiwan would see it being able to secure an independent Chuuk support. Because
where did he get that information from? Throughout these negotiations on Chuuk independence, we haven't had any communication with any Taiwan officials except Taiwan business people who want to come in and set up business in the island. There is no Taiwan official. Taiwan is not on the table as far as I know.